J.D. Vance, leftist flipping out that I am exposing Democrats as anti-family and anti-child. By Hannah Knudsen on July 26, 2024. Republicans need to be honest about the problem of the Democratic Party standing as the anti-family and anti-child party. Former President Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance told Megyn Kelly, addressing his critics who capitalized on out-of-context remarks. Speaking to Kelly about this viral topic, Vance said the broader point is that the Democratic Party is the anti-child, anti-family party, and Republicans should not back down on those points. I know the media wants to attack me and wants me to back down on this, Megyn. But the simple point that I made is that having children, becoming a father, becoming a mother, I really do think it changes your perspective in a pretty profound way. He said, making it clear that this has been recognized for hundreds of years throughout human civilization. It's not a criticism of people who don't have children. I explicitly said in my remarks, despite the fact the media has lied about this, that this is not about criticizing people who, for various reasons, didn't have kids. This is about criticizing the Democratic Party for becoming anti-family and anti-child, Vance said, continuing, we have to ask ourselves, Megyn, why do we have masking of toddlers years after the pandemic ended? Why do we have the Harris campaign coming out this very morning, Megyn, and saying that we should not have the child tax credit, which lowers tax rates for parents of young children? He asked, concluding it is because they have become anti-family and anti-kid. I'm proud to stand up for parents, and I hope the parents out there recognize that I'm a guy who wants to fight for you. I want to fight for your interest. I want to fight for your stake in the country. And that is what this is fundamentally about, Vance made clear. The Democrats, in the past 5-10 years, Megyn, they had become anti-family, he said, explaining that this fact is built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we call that out, Vance said. I don't think we should back down from it, Megyn. I think we should be honest about the problem. Watch. The establishment media and Hollywood elites salivated after uncovering remarks Vance made 3 years ago, noting that the country was largely being run by childless cat ladies in addition to other Democrat voting blocs. We're effectively run in this country, via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies, he said during the July 2021 interview on the former hit Fox News show, Tucker Carlson Tonight. Vance was making the larger point that the country has been turned over to people with no true stake in the game, adding that these people are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make of the rest of the country miserable too. Watch, Bernie Moreno discusses the importance of Trump picking J.D. Vance as his VP at RNC 2024. Anti-Trump commentator Ron Filippoksi shared a portion of the out-of-context clip on his X account, attempting to frame Vance as a heartless politician who does not care about the plight of women who cannot have children for a variety of reasons. Caroline Leavitt, press secretary for the Trump campaign, shared another clip showing Vance addressing those caveats while making similar remarks that same year, debunking the caricature of Vance the left was trying to build. Look, a lot of people are unable to have kids for very complicated and important reasons. I know there are good friends of mine who have struggled to find the girl, to find the right guy. There are people, of course, for biological reasons, medical reasons that can't have children, Vance said. The target of these remarks is not them, it's important to point that out. There have always been people like that, who even though they would like to have kids, are unable to have them. Let's set them to the side, he made clear.